Closing the Education Gap is the theme for our first education conference to be held on Saturday, August the 4th from 8:30 a.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. We have workshops for parents, for educators, for youth. Parents, come and find out how trauma affects the home. Find out how healthy eating promotes healthy brains. For educators, what is rigor? How to make your classroom exciting and learning strategies and bringing technology back into the classroom, dealing with those challenging behaviors. And guess what? You, Cheltenham Communities That Care will be here. Yes, they're going to be talking to you about bullying, making good decisions, how to deal with cops when you encounter them, building those relationships. There are over 16 workshops. That's right. Register today. The registration form will be online. Call the office for more information. Get registered today. This is a free event. We must get prepared for the future. Today is the day. See you then.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I believe God for a miracle.
The biblical principle is reaping what you sow. The King James says it's not easily provoked. What that means is that it doesn't become exasperated. Love doesn't say, I'm done with you. I've done all I can do. I'm finished with you. That's not love. What is it? Flesh. If it's not love, it's flesh. The flesh becomes exasperated. The flesh gets to the point where I'm tired of this. Love never gets tired of it. Love says, I can take it as long as you can dish it out. Now, this is not to suggest that you are to be a perpetual victim. It does say you have to create boundaries. You tell a person, all right, I'm not going any further than this, okay? There's a difference between helping and enabling. This is the difference. When a person depends on you to do it, you've enabled them. When they are happy that you're helping and they're not expecting it, you're helping them. But when they become dependent on it to the point where they are expecting it, you're enabling them. And here's what you've become. You've become Jesus. So now they're going to look to you instead of him. And here's what God's going to do. God's going to cut off your ability to help them so that they can see him and then start you all over again. So you're really hurting yourself by being an enabler. It does not become exasperated. It doesn't think evil. I love this. Here's what that means. It means it doesn't keep an inventory of the wrongs that's been done. How many of you have a list in your brain of everything that's happened and you know who did it? Well, so-and-so did this and so-and-so did that. And I know good and well, I'm doing all I can do. Love never feels sorry for itself. This is where I want you to be like me. I don't care who gets what. I really don't. People become financially successful. Don't bother me. My needs are met. People get new cars and new houses. Don't move me at all. My needs are met. I have exactly what God wants me to have, and it doesn't cause a financial drain. I'm happy. I don't panic when it's time to write my bills or go online and pay them. I do it with joy. Why? Because I can afford every bill that I have. I don't care if you're living all the way up here and struggling. I'm living right here and blessed. Love does not become frustrated when it doesn't have what everybody else has. You don't get upset if you don't have a spouse. Don't get upset. Don't think your life is over. Oh, my God. And then you have everybody praying for you. There's even people that are praying saying, take mine. You can borrow mine for a while. See how blessed you are. This is a difficult generation. Those that are married want to be single. Those that are single want to be married. And we can't seem to find a place of existence. We're unhappy with our physical existence. Forgetting this one truth, that one day if Jesus tarries, you're going to close your eyes in death. And Jesus makes this statement in the Gospels. He said, this man sat back and took a look at all of his possessions. And he said, soul, you have many goods laid up for you for many years. He said, sit back, eat, drink, and be merry. And Jesus says, when that man sat back, took inventory of all of his stuff, and determined that he was successful, God called him a fool. He said, you fool, when he died, he said, then whose shall those things be? You're going to leave everything here. You understand, the only reason why you enjoy being here is because of the stuff you either have or want to get. Because if you really believe that heaven was better, you'd want to go. But we rationalize life by saying, I'm going to live, I'm gonna be here, I'm not going to die. But you tell people heaven is better, then what's your motivation for living? More heartache? More heartbreak? More frustration? Then we'll even go further and legitimize it. Okay, because there are people that need to be saved, but you're not witnessing to anybody. The reality is, I have my eyes on some material things. Why do you play the lottery regularly? You think God doesn't know it? Do you understand you're the reason why you're not hitting it? God's not letting you hit it. It's because of you. It's because your motive for getting it is selfish. And even when we lie and say, God, if I hit it, I'm going to build the Bethel for Bishop. I'm going to build that Bethel. And God says, no, you're not, because you don't even give an offering. So if I give you $400 million and you don't give $100 million, why should I give you $400 million? Now notice this. Paul says, love doesn't do these things. He didn't say we. So it's almost as if he's suggesting love is a force. It doesn't become exasperated. It does not take an inventory of offensive actions. It doesn't speak evil as a result of what someone else does. It never backbites. It never carries gossip. It does not rejoice in iniquity. It doesn't sit back. And this is what we do as Pentecostals. We love this. If somebody falls in their lives or something bad happens to someone, we're quick to say, see, that's what happened to you because you came against me. That's what happened. See, that's why God don't like ugly. Well, he must have because he saved me. And my soul was ugly. As was all of ours. So apparently he must have liked it enough to put his arm around it and pull it close until we could undergo the liposuction of the kingdom, where he sucked out all the sin and replaced it with holiness. But love doesn't feel good about someone's fall. Someone has their car repossessed. See, I told you. I knew God told me. I ain't stupid. I ain't crazy. I knew God told me you were going to lose that car. Then why didn't you tell me? God let me know this was going to happen to you. Then why didn't you tell me? Because you wanted me to fall. Do you know there are people in your lives you want something to happen to? You know why? You don't warn them. So there's some people you want to go to hell. There are people in your existence you want them to go to hell. You want them to miss the rapture. You want them to go to hell and the lake of fire. Because you don't tell them about Jesus. So you want them to be lost. I'm a provocative man. Well, Pastor, I can't reach everybody. I didn't say everybody. I said in your life. I used to avoid telling people I was a preacher. Because I felt... I just didn't want people to equate that with me. And the Lord just dealt with me about it, and I started telling people. Had a gentleman come to my house to perform some work, and he was a Russian gentleman. And he's talking, and he said something about church. I can't remember what it was. I said, yeah, I know how that is. He said, really? I said, yeah, because I'm a pastor. He said, oh,
Are you one of them tongue talkers? I said, da, which is yes for Russian. And he turns and we start talking and he says, I'm looking for one of those churches. He said, they don't do that at mine. I want that experience. So I told him about Bethel. You see, love says, remove what you want and be what God wants, because you never know who you're going to reach. You never know how the Lord may use you to touch somebody. So now I tell everybody, yeah, I'm a pastor. Yeah, I'm a pastor. That's right. Really? Yeah. Well, pray for me. One gentleman said to me, he said, pray that I get good health. I said, come to Jesus. He'll make you strong. He said, okay, thank you. But at least he got it. I tell him, God loves you so much, he gave his son to die for you. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Love makes us one. Bethel cannot survive with toxic behavior. We cannot move forward. We certainly cannot build our new facility with toxic behavior. The only way for us to move forward is to be one. If the oneness of the Tower of Babel got the attention of God, and that was negative, what do you think positive oneness will do? We don't look to build a temple to the heavens. We look to bring heaven to the temple so that people may know that God cares for you. God bless you. Give him a good hand clap.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
6118A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
It's time to come together for Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches Holy Convocation 2018. Moving forward, Wednesday, August 15th through Saturday, August 18th. Our convocation speakers will be Pastor Delzora Terrell on Wednesday, Bishop John Edmondson on Thursday, and our very own Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. on Friday. Services begin at 7 p.m. nightly, preceded by prayer at 6 p.m. Workshops will be held Wednesday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. in the prayer chapel. Dinner will be served immediately after classes nightly. Registration is required for each workshop session. On Saturday, August 18th, there will be a special time for teens during the Teen Live Service, which will feature giveaways, gospel recording artist Jermaine Dolly, and a relevant word presented by Reverend Darren Harley of the Lighthouse of Deliverance Gospel Church. Dinner will be served after the Teen Live Service. Parents, encourage your teens to be here for this dynamic time of worship and fellowship. It's Holy Convocation 2018. Moving forward, August 15th through August 18th. Come and experience the power of God. We hope to see you there.